Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Heise. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Ryerson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gary Ryerson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Auerbach steals second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Auerbach moves to third. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Heise fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHude hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-1 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. LaHude moves to second. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew is walked intentionally. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foster. The throw from Askew and he is out, Hisa applying the tag. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Moses reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Moses moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Tidrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawhude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawhude hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fossey fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Tidrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Theobald now playing second base. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs catches it and throws to Theobald, who tags Duffy for the double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lawhude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Davis steals second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs is walked intentionally. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fosse moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fosse moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Dell Unser. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Ryerson. Fosse scores. Nettles moves to third. Foster moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.